The instant you hold my hand, we become travelers. Anything becomes possible. There are no limits. When you hold my hand, the world becomes a more beautiful place. Everything becomes new. The clouds part and the air is clean. When you slip your fingers between mine, we slip into a world that is only ours. We see things that others can't see. The heavens look at you and me, and the crescent moon is its smile. We hear things that others can't hear. The song of the crickets, cicadas, and the wind in the willows become orchestral. When you hold my hand, we become one, not only with each other, but with our place in the universe. Your touch grants passage to places only we go. Father Time nods slowly. He takes the hands off the clock. Time waits for us. When you hold my hand, Mother Nature smiles and tells us to go. She waves her cape. Go now, explore, she says. Be brave, make yourselves anything you wish. When you embrace, she tells us, you may tower over the redwoods, become a beacon, show the world what you can do. When you hold each other close, your love is large, but your bodies can be small. You may move amongst the forest floor and make friends with the squirrels, the chipmunks, and the crows. Tiny cracks in the boulders are your caves to explore, she tells us. Roll in the rushes. Go to the riverside and float downstream on a sycamore leaf. She looks us up and down, gives us a sly, sultry grin. Go now. Explore each other's bodies as if they were the earth. We clasp hands and do exactly as she says. Suddenly, we have shrunk ourselves. We are small. Ferns tower over us. You and I climb on top of a round, red, dome-shaped mushroom, one with white dots. It's spongy but firm, a bit unforgiving. We lay down on it, testing it, and find it's too curved. We roll off and fall to the forest floor. We laugh, brushing debris off each other and move on. Along the way, you find little scarlet flowers and tuck them into my hair. You look me in the eyes and tell me that I'm pretty, and I believe you. You make me feel special, like I'm the only woman your eyes ever see. After touching my hair, you flex your fingers, curl them and gently caress my cheek. Nature is working. Arousal begins. I see that look in your eyes, and I feel that urge building deep within me. We walk a bit further and I spot it. I point it out to you, a flat mushroom, larger than most, tan, the colour and shape of a perfect little pancake. We hoist ourselves up on top of it. We do little pogo bounces, holding hands, smiling as we trampoline up and down, testing the mushroom's stability. Yes, this one is just right, we agree. Our laughs of joy slow and fade. With affection in my eyes and flowers in my hair, I turn and face you. You put your hands on my cheeks. I put mine on your hips. You move your lips closer and closer to mine. I look up at you, eyes twinkling with reflected starlight. When you kiss my lips, the stars above shine even brighter and the Milky Way starts to flow. The planets, they circle us. My hands lower themselves down your torso, finding the leather of your belt. I start to unbuckle it. Your hands reach down to the bottom hem of my dress, then they slip up underneath it. You find the flesh of my thighs and your fingertips roam freely. I revel in that feeling between my legs. The Milky Way above is not the only thing that is flowing. When your hands reach the top of my thighs, you feel it. Wetness. We kiss sweetly. We kiss with intent. Under my dress, your fingers unfurl like a flower, a morning glory, somehow touching both of my thighs, my tummy and my pussy all at the same time. My toes curl, taking root in the spongy bedding of the mushroom. My heart flutters. The wind blows. Kissing you deeper. I love you. I moan into your mouth. I feel your body relax when you hear those words. Oh, your body relaxes, but your cock stiffens rapidly. Your hands move with greater sensuality. Briefly, you pull away from our kiss and look me in the eyes. I love you too, you say with conviction, but not too sweet. I see the animal in your eyes too. The wind kicks up and rustles the leaves on the trees. They click together, nature's wind chime. I drop to my knees in front of you and your hands go immediately to my hair. Your fingers burrow down close to my scalp. I lower your trousers and underwear. Your cock stands tall, a silver drop of dew forming at its tip. Staring up at you, my head between your hands, looking you in the eyes, I extend my tongue. Leaning forward, I start licking your shaft, slowly up, licking away the dewdrop. Then I move my tongue slowly down. The mushroom is perfectly soft, and my knees are completely comfortable. Never breaking eye contact, I feel your hands let go of my head as you find the zipper on the back of my dress and lower it down the small of my back. The dress falls to my knees as I slowly close my lips around the head of your cock, lovingly. I close my eyes and take you deep into my mouth. My eyes closed, you look down at me, putting your hands loosely on my cheeks. You feel my jawline open as I take you even deeper. My tongue extends, slipping over my bottom lip and down the bottom of your shaft. You feel the tip of your cock on the back of my throat. Slowly, I pull my tongue back into my mouth, over and over. It extends and retracts, caressing you from frenulum to balls. I keep this up for several long moments before, with a gentle suck, I let your cock pop out of my mouth. Looking at you in the eyes, I resume, sucking it slowly as my head moves front and back. Sweet baby, I love sucking your cock, I tell you. Your hands are back on my head, grasping my locks into a ponytail. My wetness flows as you steer my motions, giving me confidence that my mouth is exactly where you want it to be. That's my girl, just like that, you tell me. You let out a manly series of moans. In return, we hear a gentle call of geese honking from a nearby lake. I feel your shaft growing harder in my mouth. On your back, I tell you.
On your back.
Ugh, so soon. You whine playfully. With starlight in my eyes, I tell you not to worry. My mouth isn't done with you yet. You lay on your back, watching me step out of my dress as I remove my underwear. Standing tall over you, I put one foot on your chest. You caress my calf for a moment, scratching my flesh, clawing into my skin. I move my foot, stepping over you, straddling you, facing away. I lower myself to my knees, settling in, leaning towards your cock. Suddenly, you find my pussy in your face, then at your mouth. In the same moment, my lips wrap around the tip of your cock. The warm night breeze picks up and the leaves rustle even louder. So much mutual pleasure derives from the 69. Having you in my mouth, your tongue probing, licking my pussy, feeling your hands roaming over my bare skin, my tits pressing into your belly, the smell of my sex mixing with the sweet air, the tip of your cock on the back of my throat, my juices dripping down your chin. My legs tremble as I feel your hands take a firm grip on my ankles, your tongue orbiting my clit. Your hands reach up and cup my breasts. We know each other, you and I. We know the signs. You know that I'm about to come. I know that you are too. You know that I want to come. I know that you do not. Not yet. I stop sucking you, and your hard cock falls forward, slapping against your belly. I sit tall and lower my hips. Sitting on your face through glassy eyes, I look up to the canopy of the trees, my hair cascading down my back. I let out a moan birthed from my very core. It grows and soars skyward, one that still rings out across the universe. My hips wiggle, writhe and squirm, my pussy pressing down on your face. I can barely make out your words, but as you moan, I fucking love you, into me. The vibrations and the sentiment drive me wild. Coming, I grab your hips. Coming, I dig my nails into your flesh. Coming, I relax my muscles, pressing my full weight onto your face. The willow tree's long branches twist in the wind and shimmer in the moonlight. I reach over and take your hand in mine and say, "Oh, fuck, I love the way you love me." I dismount your face and kneel next to you, on all fours. I put my nose right up next to yours. You say, "That's my girl." Inhaling deeply, I smell my sex on your face. I kiss the tip of your nose sweetly before putting my lips on yours. Tongue kissing you slowly, I open my eyes, just a sliver, and look down your body. I see your cock, your lovely cock. It is twitching in the moonlight. It dances and glimmers with saliva and pre-cum. "Baby," I say slowly. "Baby, let me take care of you now. Tell me, baby, how do you want to fuck me?" Listening in on us, the geese become quiet. Owls stop hooting and the willows stop rustling. You tell me that you want me balanced on the edge of our mushroom, facing you. You look me in the eyes and say, "That way, you can take in the full sight of my body." I know that you always crave my thighs, thick and luscious. I open them wide for you. Your feet on solid ground, connecting with the earth, finding a stance that gives you power. You put both of your hands on my tummy and caress it. You run your fingertips over my curves. Then your hand takes hold of the base of your shaft and you gently start tapping it against my clit. Soon the taps turn into slaps and the slaps into slides. I see the delight in your eyes as you line yourself up with me, with my wet opening. As soon as you start fucking me, you put your hands back on my tummy, but your eyes roam all over my body. "I love every fucking inch of the way you look," you tell me slowly, I know you. I know you mean it. My tits are free, bouncing, undulating like the tide. You are their moon, their gravitational force. When you move, their motions follow. You thrust into me and my body shakes as the flesh at the base of your cock slams into my cunt. On my back, looking skyward, I see a horned owl land quietly on a branch above us. My legs wrapped around you, I dig my heels into your backside, urging you to push in deeper. I feel you stiffen. Come on, baby, fuck me deep. Biting my bottom lip. Fuck me hard. Father Time does his magic. Perched on the edge of mushroom and orgasm. This single moment standing still. Your cock railing into me. We are weightless as we near the apex. Our crescendo builds, and even the wind through the trees stands still. Just the sight of you is enough to make me come, you gasp. Are you my girl? You plead, already knowing the answer. On my back, I open my arms as wide as my legs. Are you my girl? You ask again. You lean forward and lace your fingers in mine. Yes, yes, I'm your fucking girl, is my answer. You kiss my neck. I tell you, come for me, baby, like I came for you. That's my girl, you groan loudly. The geese on the lake start to honk gently. With my back still pressed into the mushroom, your feet still on the ground, you fall forward. Your face sideways on my shoulder. I caress your hair. The leaves in the trees start to rustle again. That's my fucking girl, you say softly. I feel your cock still deep in me. We breathe and catch our breath. You lift your head and look into my eyes, smiling like I've never seen before. An owl lets out a hoot, its timbre surprisingly rich and resonant. What? I ask you with a happy tone. You tell me that my eyes are like a map of the sky, that you can see the constellations in them. Then you kiss my neck, slowly. The leaves rustle even louder. I feel your hips start to gyrate. I take hold of the hair on the back of your head. I feel your movements as you kiss my collarbone. Looking skyward, the crescent moon tilts more on its side and smiles a little brighter. I moan as I feel you start to harden again. Oh, fuck, I love it when this happens. Still inside of me, holding each other, I feel you growing again. Your girth expanding, pressing outward against my snug, warm walls. Your lips move lower, down to my tits. Your tongue taking its time, circling each of my nipples. Are we going to fuck again? I ask breathlessly. The winds shift and like a weather vane, so does the position of the tide on the lake. Are we going to fuck again? I repeat. You don't say a word, but I get my answer. It comes in the form of hips in motion. You answer by taking my hand and kissing the inside of my wrist, then up to my palm. I get my answer when you get that look in your eye. I get my answer when you become fully erect, your thickness expanding me from within. Nature has its ways and we have ours. You grab my ankle and lift my leg high while still gently rocking your cock inside of me. You tilt your head and start to kiss the backside of my knee. My silky wet walls grip you tightly. The vast beauty of the universe sweeps through us. Our climax approaches rapidly.
Yes, yeah, yes, fuck, fuck.
Baby. That was amazing. I tell you. I love that you are mine, you say. Still atop the mushroom, holding hands, laying on our backs, looking up at the stars, you softly murmur a line from one of our favourite poems in my ear. The woods are lovely, dark and deep. Father Time nods in agreement. Mother Nature smiles. You hold me close as we drift off to sleep.